Welcome to another installment of This Is Not Normal on the Political Drain podcast with Drill Sergeant Doug, aka Admin Doug, a U.S. Army veteran, teacher, musician, and family man from Jamaica, now fights for justice and democracy through commentary and humor. Follow him on YouTube at Political Drain and at Sons of Liberty Official as Drill Sergeant, aka Admin Doug, continues to protect our freedoms.
So YouTube, this just happened.
Can I give a man who has everything? How about giving him a beeper?
Oh, this is a
silver-plated beeper. The real beeper is like one-tenth the weight. It's nothing.
Really?
But it changes history.
That's, you know, when that story broke,
yeah.
I was like, oh, I love it. And now it's like, thank you for this. Yeah, no, all right. No, thank you.
Thank you.
Oh, that's, yeah.
And this is why we can't have nice things. Good and decent people of YouTube. What in the actual fuck is going on with the senator from Pennsylvania, huh? In case you didn't get it, that was Ben Genocide Netanyahu handing John Frickin' Fetterman a silver-plated beeper, you know, like you do, to commemorate that one time he committed the war crime with exploding beepers and broke UN international law. You know, that one time. Not like the other 50 times before and since that one time. And this Pillsbury Dough Trader in a Forever hoodie says, I loved it when you did that, Mr. Ben Genocide Netanyahu. When John Fetterman first came into Congress in 2023, he campaigned and ran as a progressive. He was elected and sent to Congress as a progressive. But after using his progressive constituents to get into office, he says this.
What do you say to progressives who funded your campaigns initially and supported you and now say that they feel burned by you?
Well, that's, thank gosh, that wasn't loaded. I don't know why they decided to support me.
Some progressives have criticized you for being a different senator than you suggested you would be when you were a candidate for Senate. What do you say to that?
Well, I wasn't. I was very clear for saying that for years I'm not a progressive, and I just identified myself as just a regular Democrat.
Democratic Senator John Fetterman is going down a very strange path. After breaking with the left on many issues such as Israel and immigration, he's now saying, I'm not a progressive. Now, if he was just saying, hey, I've changed, I no longer identify as a progressive, power to him. People are going to change their beliefs over time. I know I certainly have. But instead, he seems to be implying that he's never identified as a progressive. For example, he recently retweeted an old video of himself where he says, I'm not a progressive, I'm just a regular Democrat. And if that's his argument, he's just blatantly lying.
I'm John Fetterman, and I'm a Democrat, and I'm a progressive. I'm a proud progressive.
The hoodie monster is constantly voting and supporting the right more than the typical Democrats do. And almost completely opposite of the progressive caucus. He's hawkish on war, supports Israel no matter the cause or what's going on, the most recently cozied up with Netanyahu over there. Yeah. In his visit last week, Netanyahu presented the silver pager to this dude due to his unwavering support of Israel since the October 7th attack. He's been quoted as saying, I want to be very clear. I thought that what Israel chose to do about blowing up pagers and then walkie-talkies, and then after targeting and eliminating membership and leadership of Hezbollah, I absolutely support that. In fact, he says, if anything, I love it. Even after learning of the two children that were killed, he was quoted, Daddy was a member of Hezbollah, kids. 10 others were killed and over 3,000 people were injured, according to the reporting. This unapologetic commitment to Israel has cost Fetterman at least 6 staffers. They're gone. They left because they also have a conscience. They thought they were working for someone who wasn't a monster. One of them quoted as saying, on the trail, your overreaching promise was to forgotten communities. People in places that get overlooked, written off, and left behind. You can't be a champion of forgotten communities if you cheerlead this war and the consequent destruction of Palestinian communities at home and abroad. Unquote. Yeah, that part. It's not hard to understand. I didn't think so. What do you guys think out there? I mean, his office is covered in Israeli hostage flyers. He behaves more like an ambassador for Israel than a progressive senator from Pennsylvania. When he was asked about sending U.S. troops, he replied, "I don't know what the role of U.S. forces is, but they're obviously a part of it, and I fully support it." Well, aw shucks. Just that good old Pennsylvania scrappy working man logic, huh? That's what you're going with? As the rest of the world sees all the human rights violations and absolutely barbaric behavior of the IDF, so many on the right and John Fetterman are all for the continued extermination of everyone in Gaza. I sure hope that AIPAC money helps you ease your conscience at night, Fetterman. Speaking of that AIPAC money, maybe that's why Fetterman now has beef with AOC, one of the few people in Congress who don't take corporate PAC money or AIPAC money for that matter.
Your bitch boy jumps in out of nowhere and he says this, ready? "The tragedy in Gaza is 100% on Hamas. Stop using civilians and hospitals as shields. Surrender and release all remaining hostages and this ends." Oh, I'm just seeing now, I replied to him and that's... I said, "Your brain is oatmeal" to him, and I got 11,000 likes. That's almost a ratio, but it's not. He has 16,000, so. But anyway, so AOC fired back. She says, "I don't know, man. I care about little kids dying. I care about human rights. I care that billions of U.S. tax dollars worth of weapons are carrying out unspeakable atrocities. I care enough for us to do better. Hope this bleak dunk attempt gets you whatever it is you're looking for." This is what we've been looking for from AOC, right?
Look, besides the petty squabbles between the progressive and who's not or who is, here's the truth about Ben Genocide Netanyahu and what someone like Fetterman is defending by defending his regime. And yes, I said regime, because Netanyahu seems to be hanging on to power by simply ignoring the 70 to 80% that are calling for him to resign. He does the same thing our new forever president, the orange orangutan himself, DJT, does if anyone tries to advise against him doing abhorrent things. He fires them. Netanyahu is fully aware that so much of the U.S. government has been bought and paid for by his supporters that he can do whatever he wants and the U.S. taxpayers will foot the bill. Period. The same reason why right-wing and Republican and MAGA senators and congressmen don't go back home to face their constituents. They don't do any more town hall meetings. They hide away in a bunker because they know it doesn't matter. They got them. When it comes time to come out and vote, there's a machine that will make sure that they do the right thing. You know, for the children. Yeah, Netanyahu knows exactly what buttons to push, which ones to avoid, and what to message to get DJT to give him whatever he wants, like a pretty gold pager. That'll work, like his golden toilets. Means about as much, too. Two cans of spray tan Sam and John Fetterman seem to be singing from the same hymnal. Progressive my ass.
I'm a proud progressive.
Our Democratic leadership seems to have completely forgotten about the 300 million of us out here trying to survive, people. Even the traditional Republicans were planning for the Democrats to mostly make sure DJT colors within the lines. We tried to warn them. And now this non-clean CR they just passed just highlights the breakdown. Somehow, people... The House Dems held firm and voted against the funding, and then Chuck Schumer folded like a lawn chair. What the fuck, Chuck? Huh? Your seat may be safe today, but I have a feeling that won't be the case for too long. Standing behind a microphone, waving your cane around means nothing if you don't vote the right way. If you're voting along with MAGA sycophants, most Americans know that many of the people that are supposed to represent us only represent their donors. That includes you, Chuck. Since the Supreme Leaders, Black Robe Klansmen, Supreme Court Justices overturned Citizens United, allowing corporate money to flood into the pockets of politicians, everyone knew there was corruption. But now, by executive order, Toucans and Spray Tan Sam himself made bribery great again. We thought dark money was bad. Between the meme coins, blatant pay-for-play, and corporate sponsorships for the Easter celebration at the White House, we need to support the few that are out there standing up for us. Yeah, I'm saying that. We need to keep the pressure on our reps. They work for us. Remind them that. Every day. Without us, they would not be making that sweet, sweet bank that they make. So far, our democracy is still holding up. So far. So they need our votes. So I say, if you have Democrats for senators, let them know it's time for new leadership. Chuck just isn't right for the moment. We need reps that aren't afraid of the tangerine tornado, no matter how much he proposes to wreck shop, and who aren't afraid of a primary either. If hanging on to power is their only motivation for keeping their seat, it's time for them to go anyway. In this moment, in this time, we need everyone to participate, people. Don't let apathy take over. Have conversations with people who may not be plugged into politics. Sign them up. You sign yourself up to pro-democracy groups. Action is the best treatment for apathy. That's why we're here. Are you willing? 5051 is out there. Indivisible is out there. Anywhere you go online and look for people who want democracy, they're there. Join one. Join something. Be a part of something. Now's the time. Make those calls. Go back in the video archives. I put it up. I put up the boycotts. I put up the dates. Do something. And then do it again. And then tell your neighbor. It's training time. Summer is coming, and I want them afraid of us. Educate yourself, educate others, and then come back for more. Follow us on all these things you see here, and our link tree is in the description. Maybe even get some merch.
That was the Political Drain Podcast, which can be heard on pd.groovechillradio.com daily and can be viewed on the Political Drain YouTube channel anytime. Once again, thank you for listening to Groove Chill as we resist fascism in any form, pursue democracy, peace, and love.